May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from the book of 2 Timothy. This is in chapter 4. Paul's concluding this letter, and he talks about verse 14. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Isn't that interesting? That in Christ's perspective, it wasn't Paul's job to repay him or to retain bitterness. It was the Lord's job to deal with that. Be on guard against him yourself, for he vigorously opposed our teaching. At my first defense, no one supported me, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me in order that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the lion's mouth. Paul was put on trial in Rome. Everybody who was with him deserted him because they were afraid. God strengthened him and he made proclamation. He preached the gospel. That's how unafraid he was. And then he says, the Lord will deliver me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Interesting to me that Paul says, the Lord will deliver me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. Now, Paul just got through saying that this Alexander did him much harm. Doesn't sound to me like he got delivered from an evil deed. Sounds like an evil deed happened to him. And it did him much harm. So, what's the deal? Because he makes this declaration that the Lord will deliver me from every evil deed. But it doesn't seem like the Lord actually delivered him from every evil deed. Listen to this, Paul's testimony from 2 Corinthians. Verse 23 of 2 Corinthians 11. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I speak as if insane. I sow in far more labors, in far more imprisonments, beaten times without numbers, often in danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. When Jesus was scourged, if you ever saw the movie The Passion, had little bone chips on the end, how it just ripped his skin, happened to Paul 5 times. I don't know what Paul's definition of being delivered from evil deeds is about, but that still doesn't look like it to me. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. 1 and a day I spent in the deep. I've been on frequent journeys in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren. I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights in hunger and thirst, often without food and cold and in cold and exposure. The Lord will deliver me from every evil deed. Obviously, being delivered from every evil deed doesn't mean being delivered from any evil deed happening in your life. Alexander was an evil person who had evil desires and hurt him. The people who beat him with rods and stones, and he was scourged 5 times. Their intentions were not good. People who were being motivated by evil spirits. The Lord will deliver me from every evil deed. In this world, Jesus said, you will have tribulation. Things happen. People do things. People make choices. Things happen in our lives that are difficult, inexplicable, confusing, painful. It involves people often, or just circumstances and situations. And obviously Paul wasn't praying that he'd be delivered from any bad thing coming into his life. What was he praying for? That God would deliver him from every evil deed. What does he mean by that? That no matter what he would go through, that God would deliver him from his own soul from being soiled. That he would come out of this place, out of this situation, more like Christ, experiencing more of Jesus. Like Song of Solomon, who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved, that he, when he comes out of this latest wilderness, would be found leaning on his beloved, almost unrecognizable because he's been transformed in a good way by it. The classic example of being delivered from every evil deed was what? What this guy, Alexander, did to him. His friends all abandoning him. Paul didn't complain. It's so easy. I've done it. We all do it. If it's part of your routine, it's time for us to own that and repent. Last night I said repentance is such a glorious word because repentance involves sorrow and hilarious joy. Go back and read 2 Corinthians 7. See, if we're caught up in a thing, then we're like closed up in this little small space. We're restricted spiritually. But when we own our stuff, when we're truly sorry for what we've done, and we repent, we discover that in Christ, I'm a part of this large room. It's so big. There's so much freedom. And now I get to experience more of that large room because I've been set free from the restrictions that are in my own soul. So if you're one that likes to complain a lot, likes to complain a lot about how you're treated, mistreated, not treated, unrecognized, undone, yada, yada, wah, 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 repent. They're not your problem. You're your problem. And God wants to deliver you. Your prayer should be, God, deliver me from any evil deed in light of this happening. Paul said about Alexander, God, you'll deal with him. He didn't say it didn't happen. But he didn't allow himself to complain and be bitter about it. Or angry about it. He said, Lord, deliver me from every evil deed. That's not just about people. It's about anything that you might be going through. And you're all going through something. Your prayer shouldn't be, God, deliver me from this situation. Deliver me in this situation, Lord, from every evil deed. Don't let anything evil attach itself to me. Let me come out of this more like Jesus. I mean, if all my friends abandoned me like they did when he's in trial, maybe he was tempted to get his feelings hurt, right? Offended. Well, I'm never going to trust those people again. He said, Lord, don't hold it against them. Lord, deliver me from every evil deed. Was it wrong for them to abandon him? Yes. But God did deliver Paul from every evil deed. And he said, he will keep delivering me from every evil deed because that's what I long for. That's what I want. It's more important to me what God does in me than what's happening to me. And as that becomes a priority of your life, God, what do you want to do in me through this? Instead of whining and complaining and whatever about what's happening to you, you'll find yourself being transformed. But if you don't, if all you can see is what's happening to you or what's not happening for you, or you're being ignored, or this is going on, or you've been rejected, yada, 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 that little space that you're in that's restricted just gets smaller and smaller and smaller, to where you almost can't breathe spiritually at all because it becomes the one consuming thing. God wants you to be free. Trust me. The people around you, if that's what you're like, they want you to be free too. I just think this is a powerful scripture. I don't want to just hear words that make me feel good. I want to hear words that will transform me to be good. That's more important. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.